Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you really want.
What a delightful gift idea. Magical shorts that disappear.
Buy your love from this Noel, the kind of gift he can't resell, because the kind of smells that someone else has tried it on.
You could be dancing cheek to cheek.
Thong.
Wiggle the string, play hide and seek.
By your workmate or your boss, the proctologic dental floss that really puts the hair across his astronomical thong.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. As President Trump continues to claim he won the election, the transition to a Biden presidency is fully underway. A transition official tells Fox the Biden team has been in contact with every federal agency. The president-elect says he'll start receiving classified intelligence analysis, the president's daily brief.
They've been very forthcoming, offering all access, and so we're going to be starting those on a regular basis.
Sources tell Fox President Trump plans to pardon his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn.
Flynn pleaded guilty in December 2017 to lying to the FBI about his contact with Russia. But he's been trying to withdraw that plea, saying prosecutors violated his rights and conned him into a plea agreement. Flynn's lawyer, Sidney Powell, had asked the president not to issue a pardon. Instead, she's been wanting to try to get Flynn's case dismissed.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox.
Rectum.
It's William Tell Wake Up on this Thanksgiving Eve. It's 6:05.
So stressed out.
And why is that?
Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
What? What do we have to do?
What do we have to do?
Cook a turkey, carve it, and present it as part of a festive table.
Really?
Oh, boy.
You wouldn't happen to know how to cook a turkey, would you?
This is going to be the best Thanksgiving.
This is going to be the greatest Thanksgiving ever.
Gobble, gobble, everybody. It's turkey time.
Well, we know the food's going to be good, but what about the weather?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
It has been 28 days since we dealt with Zeta. And that was our last storm system. Now, today is the next storm system. 28 days later. That's amazing. With a very warm day ahead, high temperature in the upper 70s, risk of some spotty showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and a better chance this evening. I think some stronger storms could come with the front itself in the late night hours tonight. We're in a marginal severe weather risk from the Storm Prediction Center. Low 63. Tomorrow, risk of scattered showers as the front slows up. High in the mid-70s. I'll put in a small risk at least through midday on Thanksgiving. Then on Friday, the best chance of showers and storms would be closer to Friday night and into the early hours of Saturday. I think much of Saturday will be dry. And how about a dry day in Tuscaloosa? They're going to play a football game. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday. That could be severe. Right now, this morning, 52 degrees, a lot warmer than yesterday morning at 6:09.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
3, 2, 1, 0.
We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Canada, eh?
Hey, what's up?
Canadian officials were doing a COVID update yesterday in New Brunswick. New Brunswick is in Nova Scotia, I believe.
Right, up there in the far northeastern, one of the maritime provinces, yeah.
In the middle of it, somebody with a hot mic used the bathroom.
Thank you, Ms. Cunningham. Thank you, Dr. Tom Bateman. Times and Transcript.
Oh, hi there. I'm worried that can you hear me?
Hang on one sec, folks.
That is not me.
Everybody, please mute your microphones.
Yeah, that's happened at TV stations before with high. You have a portable mic on you, you know, in the pocket.
Yep. Just like the movie Naked Gun.
Right.
The first one. And that's, you know, I know. I know what people say when you laugh at stuff like that.
Right.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah. I mean, that whole thing was done so perfectly.
Oh, my gosh.
So it happened in real life. So we'll, on this Thanksgiving Eve, try and keep it light and give our rocket scientist to the official, the unnamed official who went potty with a hot mic. That was brought to you by Applied Security. Your home certainly is not likely to be tinkled on by somebody with ill intentions. However, there are people out there. There's bad guys.
Yeah.
And they want your stuff. It's incumbent to make sure that you've got, your stuff can be replaced, but your family, you know, your sense of well-being in a house, you want to know that you got a system in place, A, that's easy but powerful, so it's easy to work with, like the one that protects us here at Blue Water. It's an Applied Security system that will immediately let anybody attempting to come in without permission know that not only are there alarms going off, but police are immediately notified. You know, what you don't want is a system that's so complicated that you'd almost rather not use it at all because you got to punch in all these codes and do all this other stuff. Applied Security can also save you money on monthly monitoring, under 30. It's certainly worth a phone call to 279-8338 for your home, business, or a property you want monitored and secured. Mark and Vicky have 4 decades of experience, and they're local, which is even better. 279-8338. For Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. Let's get some local news at 6:12.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Macon County authorities have identified the man whose body was found earlier this week. Sheriff Andre Brunson says 27-year-old Jonathan Daniel was found dead Monday on Pistol Range Road in Notasulga. Brunson says one person is in custody. They are looking for more suspects. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered the flags at the Capitol be lowered in honor of former state representative Alvin Holmes, who passed away on Saturday. Holmes served in the state legislature for 44 years. And coronavirus hospitalizations are now above 1,400 in Alabama. The Department of Public Health says more than 30,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
This is new.
Slathered up in a nasty gelatinous cream. With nauseating mucusy mushy beans. Crispy onions on top. Tastes like a dirty mouth. And I don't know why anyone would want them to eat. Yeah, eat. You might as well go suck on a sponge or lick dirty feet. Gross feet. Disgusting green.
Love green bean casserole. casserole.
And ours is already prepared and ready for baking. And remember to put the onion sticks on with 10 minutes left in the baking process.
Oh.
We have time here at 6:14. Would you like to play the classic?
See what you got queued up.
The WKRP turkey drop. Let's do that in just a couple of minutes here at 6:14.
Sounds good. Fresh cut Fraser Furs have just arrived at Southern Homes and Gardens, Montgomery's number one source for Christmas trees. What makes our Christmas trees the best? Individually stored in water, our fresh-cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season long. With trees ranging 6 to 12 feet, we've got the perfect size for any space. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh-cut Christmas trees in stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
It is 16 minutes after 6, kind of a tradition on this show to remember one of the classic scenes from any sitcom ever, WKRP in Cincinnati and the Great Turkey Drop.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP turkey Thanksgiving giveaway.
Hey, you got permission to be out here?
What?
You're blocking my store here, buddy.
Don't you know who I am?
Huh?
I'm Les Nessman. I won the Buckeye News Hawk Award last year.
Good for you, Buckeye. Now get out of my doorway.
I'm sorry. Creep?
So far, so good, huh?
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy... W. K. R. P. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. Yet. Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is terrible.
The cars running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground.
you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
End of the show.
Yeah.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, crap. He's the only actor that's dead from that whole scene? Yeah. Richard Sanders is 80, lives in Pennsylvania. So is just the biggest...
Richard Sanders was who?
Was Les Nessman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who played Herb Tarlick?
Oh, Herbert Tarlick Jr. I'll find it out. Hey, what year do you think that aired?
God, I'm going to guess 78 or 9. Somewhere.
Oh, God, you're amazing. It aired in 1978. How do you do that?
I don't know. I have, it's a savant skill. I can't remember what I'm supposed to pick up at the store or where I'm supposed to stop on the way home today.
Frank Bonner.
Frank, is he still around?
Let's see. Frank Bonner is, he's age 78, lives in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Wow. We ought to try and get some of these people on the show.
Wouldn't it be cool?
Do a little KRP reunion.
Were you able to hook up with Thelma Lou?
No, I didn't really try too hard.
I don't mean that way.
I was not able to.
We were going to get her on the phone.
Hey, speaking of on the phone, we're at 621.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's right.
Let's see what's happening in television land since we just spent some time there.
Did you turn that?
We're good. Great. We didn't miss anything yet. Cool. Herb Tarlick, the sales guy on KRP, of all the people, the radio stereotypes that they harpooned, at that time, he was the best. Because they always had something going on.
Right.
They always had, you know, a deal in the works. Always.
Oh, yeah.
The gaudy outfits.
The plaid suits that he wore.
And all of them were actually very well done. Every station had a Bailey Quarters who was hot. Didn't have one particular job that was usable in multiple purposes.
Yeah.
And every station had a Lonnie Anderson.
It is so funny. You remember when they were afraid that she wasn't going to have any place to spend for Christmas? Do you remember that one?
I do remember that. I did watch that one, and she wound up with all of them at the end, right?
Right. She, yeah. They found out she was actually going to Bethlehem, and Herb said, Pennsylvania?
That's funny.
That's great.
Oh,
did we miss a break?
No, we didn't miss anything. I don't know what's going on. But that's normal for me, isn't it?
No. So they're all alive. Oh, there's Bailey. There's Bailey. How old do you think Bailey is?
I'm going to guess she's in her early 70s.
She is. You're amazing. She's 71.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. Look, Jay.
Bailey Quarters
WKRP in Cincinnati. We just played the whole.
We should assemble a montage of all their photos as they look today. Where do you get that?
I just put in, first of all, WKRP turkey drop. Then I asked for the year. Then I asked, I wanted to know Les Nessman, the actor's name. And the whole cast came up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Our topic on TV today is going to be gluttony. I don't know anything about gluttony. Oops. I'm hearing him. This is Radio Man's worst nightmare, to be trying to communicate to you with Joe Biden's voice in the background. We were looking in the market. Futures are a little bit below 30. No great shakes one way or the other.
But we closed above 30 for the first time, right? Yesterday, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad the president went out there and took a little credit for that. I mean, if everybody recalls, 9 months ago when we watched the market plummet below the Dow below 19,000.
I forgot about it.
At that time, what would you have been hopeful to see it rebound to?
To 22, maybe 24?
Yeah, at the most.
Yeah.
It's at 30. Somebody should get credit for that. That did not happen under the Biden administration. Talked to Brandt yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He says, you know, Janet Yellen's a familiar name, so they're not, you know, they'll be okay with that. The key thing, by the way, I hate to tell our listeners this because somebody wanted him to succeed. The African-American Republican candidate in Michigan for Senate, John James, conceded last night. So it's down to Georgia. And they are spending $2 million a day, both sides, to advertise for the Senate seat. Because it'll be the firewall between us and 2 million newlies within the first 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
2 million illegal aliens will be offered a path to citizenship, and there's some really radical stuff. I would hope that they would take a more measured approach because it's not like they got a landslide mandate to win this. And there's still court cases pending, too. And the one I'm really watching is Georgia because Clarence Thomas is the Supreme Court judge in charge of that circuit. And Joe Biden is the guy that gave him the high-tech lynching, as Thomas himself described it back in the 90s, 1991, mm-hmm. I think it was, when he was nominated for the court.
Right.
And it had him so angry at the way he was treated that he said, frankly, I don't care if I get this nomination or not, but what you're doing to me and my family is...
I remember that.
And now that guy is going to be, barring a change, the next president. And I don't know that Thomas would do that deliberately, but if there's a constitutional outlet for him to let Joe know he remembers, that would be pretty amazing. That this whole thing, this whole ball of wax, the entire direction of the future of the country comes down to a pair of Senate races featuring weak candidates. It's pretty frightening. And one of them, one of the Democrats, what's his name? It's almost satanic. Can't remember it off the top of my head, but...
Can't help you.
He's way off the deep end. So you liked your sandwich today, huh?
The breakfast, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the breakfast was amazing. I sent you a picture. I don't know how you get those eggs to look like that, and...
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
Okay. Thanksgiving is a day away, and that means all bets are off when it comes to eating healthy for the rest of the year. According to a new survey, more than half of people say they're, quote, riding off the end of the year when it comes to making healthy or even reasonable food choices. There is a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, everybody. I think one of the things that's a good idea is to always have a pair of pants in your closet that's a size too big. And wear those. That way you're not in that...
You never know when you're going to need them.
Yeah. Rather than unbutton at the top, just fill them out.
My dad would do the... let the belt out, you know, a little bit. Or unbuckle the pants at, you know, after dinner. Yeah.
And everybody, once in a while, somebody just goes, One spoonful of green bean casserole too far, and the button explodes off the top of their pants.
Oh, I've seen that happen.
And put somebody out. Right. It happens all the time at Thanksgiving.
And then we've all done that double meal thing before, right, on Thanksgiving, right?
I mean, or you go to one house, get fed. You got to go to another house and get fed. I used to have to do the double. I don't do the double anymore.
That happened early on in my dating years because... Mm-hmm. You got a girlfriend, and that's working well.
Yeah.
And her mom and so
their parents.
I had the staggered dinners for years.
Yeah. That's right.
Because you can't
not
go to your own mom and dad's Thanksgiving.
And I'm not a dessert guy, but I do just let it happen on Thanksgiving.
I have to ask, since we're talking about food and multiple meals, I know that Greg makes breakfast every day for y'all, but do you guys eat before you come into work as well and then have your real breakfast?
No.
They're under strict orders.
No.
There'll be no noshing before I serve the breakfast here.
Of course.
Or I'll stop it.
Jay is off the breakfast gravy train now.
I bring him a box of Cheerios every so often.
Well,
put me in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I feel like I was just charged with a crime. It was that last fried bologna sandwich that did it, put Jay over there.
Yesterday's fried bologna sandwich had a lot of calories in it, and I'm busting out of the shirt right now.
But you work so hard, you burn those calories off. Look at you. You look like you're a teenager still.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
What do you guys like to overdo? What is the one thing that's you're likely to overconsume at Thanksgiving dinner?
Green bean casserole or mashed potatoes. Ooh, I will eat that for multiple meals. I'll eat it for breakfast the next morning. It doesn't matter. I mean, then you have the snack after the meal. I mean, you name it.
Now, this is the closest you get to vegetables on Thanksgiving, right? The green bean casserole and mashed potatoes that probably have heavy cream mixed into them.
Now, Ben. So
for me.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, are you going to get a turkey meal tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a. What was that, Rich?
Are you going to get a turkey meal tomorrow?
I have no plans to get one, no. Really, the only thing that's on my mind is kind of catching up on sleep and kind of getting back to normal for one day at least. But I'm sure I'll find something good to eat.
Here's tomorrow. A question for the group. Is there some kind of a law that says, because everybody talks about it, they love green bean casserole.
Yeah.
But nobody serves it outside of Thanksgiving, maybe Christmas or Easter.
I do.
Well, you do. Yeah. He makes a very good green bean casserole.
Yeah, we need to change that. Yeah. I mean, there's no reason to just do it at Thanksgiving. I mean, I'll still eat it on Thanksgiving if I had it the day before Thanksgiving.
I'm with
you. That's how I feel about Brussels sprouts as well.
Is that right?
It's like a classic Thanksgiving side, but I'm a year-round Brussels sprouts eater.
I got to
let we go our different ways, Ben.
No, I love Brussels sprouts. I buy them by the heatable bag, which is really easy. Spray a little butter on them and a little cricket dust and seven pepper.
Yeah.
And they help fill you up without a lot of calories. That's one reason why I'm doing them. Look at how slim I am.
Oh, yeah. You are, really, you're doing a great job, especially with the bike.
Actually, I saw on camera, my shirt looks like it's rehearsing for tomorrow.
the thing is, I think most of us say the heck with any diets, especially on Thanksgiving, just eat whatever you want.
I've been very good about doing my daily bike ride, a lot of it uphill.
Really good.
18 days yesterday. I will be going tomorrow, so I will maybe pedal a little further to eat a little more.
There you go.
Don't want to have any setbacks.
Yeah, you get a few extra miles on my run before a Thanksgiving.
One other quick point of debate is cranberries.
No.
I like them out of the can with the rings around the roll. You got to, slide a knife around it so that when it slides into the serving dish, it's perfectly whole.
That's a new sound effect you have on your board there, Greg.
No, I made that. One with my own mouth.
That's perfect.
You always have to make sure you have one hand at the edge of the serving dish because cranberries have no friction, and they will slide off the serving dish if you're not careful.
I won't go anywhere near cranberries for some reason. Yeah.
Well, that's because you haven't been on the floor with a spatula shoveling up an exploded roll of jellied cranberries. Happy Thanksgiving.
We hope you guys have a great one.
We're all ready for Thanksgiving now. Yeah, hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and I believe we will see you guys next week. So enjoy
Monday.
Your time off, and we will check back in with you later.
Have a good one.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
There we go.
Let's see that T-shirt. What is it?
Yeah, I had to cover it up.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I have the one my daughter gave me in red.
No wonder you were doing.
Yeah, I was covered up.
And I almost grabbed it this morning, and I thought, you know what?
It's a.
I don't know if I have duct tape to cover it.
It's a funny Christmas T-shirt, and it has a naughty word.
Yes, it does.
Actually, it features a statement by Randy Quaid while he was standing out in front of the Griswold house emptying the septic tank.
That's right.
Of his RV.
So you'll figure it out.
All righty. We got the traffic and the timeline for today. We're exactly a month till Christmas. It is the 25th of November. So it's closing in fast. 6:33, our first look at the road.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We're seeing some cars coming inbound now on 31 from Prattville, 231 from Wetumpka. And that's got the Northeast Boulevard a little busy, as well as Southwest Boulevard and Day Street. We've got I-65 and 85 light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery now, but no issues there. A little bit of congestion on Atlanta Highway into Madison Avenue into downtown, and that's about it. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents into us to pass along. Accidents do happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors has been in the car business for over 80 years.
We want to thank our customers for making that possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at Brubaker.com.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
For the 25th of November, here's your host,
Rich Thomas.
Thank you, studio announcer. It's the 330th day of the year. There are 36 days remaining. On International Hat Day, I'm not a hat guy. Now, I see your press hat over there.
Yeah, I never get to wear it anymore. I should wear it to Baumhauer's.
Media.
Tonight, by the way.
Media.
It's homecoming night, yes, and the media should be there.
It's National Parfait Day. I never see you wearing any parfait.
That's because you haven't been to... where can you get a parfait here?
Parfait?
Where can you get a sundae?
Brewster's.
Ah, yes. I'll show you how I look in a parfait.
Boy. Every time I go out in Brewster's, I get these nasty feelings of I'm going to turn in. It's a shopping reminder day. Boy, oh boy, Black Friday's coming up. Are you not doing the Black Friday thing this year?
Well, nobody's really doing a Black Friday thing this year. A lot of it is online because of stores and capacity and everything else. I haven't read anything where doors open at blah, blah, blah time. I haven't read anything like that. It's all been online sales starts at blah, blah, blah time.
Have you ordered your TV yet?
I'm not getting a TV.
Oh, I thought you were.
If I can sell the TV I've got for the price that I want, I'll put it towards that, but...
You're getting your TV today delivered?
Yes, and they actually sent me a window.
A window? What do you mean? Time?
We'll be here from 2 to 4 or something like
that? It's a two-hour window.
This afternoon probably.
What's the time?
12:15 to 2:15.
That's perfect for you.
I was worried it was going to be, either nap time or showtime.
That's perfect.
Or Baumhauer's time.
Yeah, I'd hate to call you at 2:45 saying I can't come in because my TV didn't arrive.
If you want me to help you set some of the stuff up as far as the you know, the apps and stuff like that?
I may need you.
On this date in 1792, the first Farmer's Almanac is published. By the way, there's a bunch of Farmer's Almanac. There's the old Farmer's Almanac. There's like four or five different ones. 1867, Alfred Nobel patented what? What do you think? Now, this gave him the money for the Nobel
Dynamite.
That's right.
Dynamite.
That made him so rich, it established $9 million fund for Nobel Prizes. 100 years ago today, in 1920, a Texas radio station, WTAW, broadcast the first play-by-play description of a football game. It was between the University of Texas and Texas A&M. Have you got your Woody Woodpecker standing by? On the date in 1940, Woody Woodpecker debuts. That was good. What network had the TV show? Was it ABC?
I think it was.
Yep. 1949, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer appears on the music charts and becomes the musical hit of the Christmas season. Gene Autry's rendition is the most popular, but there are 120 different versions of the song recorded, with 20 million copies sold. On the state, Dateline, Arlington, Virginia, across the bridge from D.C., November 25th, 1963, a Monday, 57 years ago, 3 days after his assassination, John F. Kennedy laid to rest with full military honors at Arlington National Cemetery. Have you seen the Eternal Flame?
Yes, I have. I've been there. I mean, every time I went to D.C., I always went to Arlington, not only to see the Kennedy grave site, which it's become over the years, but see William Howard Taft and some of the other, Audie Murphy and some of the other
big
names that are in there.
Didn't you have on Random Facts one time that the temporary Eternal Flame, because they had only the weekend, they had to go to get parts from a store, like a hardware store?
I think so. It was something like that.
Yeah. So it was temporary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They picked that site out in the middle of the night.
And actually, he stood there one time and kind of looked over the hill and said, only a few months before, and said, I'd like to be theirs. 40 years ago in 1980, boxing fans saw the infamous No Mas fight. After 8 rounds of abuse at the hands of Sugar Ray Leonard, Robert Duran threw up his arms and said, No Mas! And lost the world heavyweight title. Now our song of the day, MTV Era. 1984. The group is Mr. Mister, kind of a Montgomery, Alabama connection. The lead singer, Richard Page, lived here when he was really young. Mom and Dad were music directors at a local Methodist church here in town. He took an interest in the family business, starting singing baritone. This is a great song on the day before Thanksgiving. Take these broken turkey wings.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last, I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you.
Good one. Mr. Mister, they're called. Take these broken wings.
That song just takes me so back to the 80s.
Oh, man. And it creates a mood to me. I don't know. It's really good. 1987. This is the greatest Thanksgiving movie of all time. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles released. Steve Martin, John Candy.
You know, I like the movie, but the longer it's been around and the more I watch it, the more...
Can't deal with it.
Too much.
I got you. On the state in 2008, Michael Vick pleads guilty to dogfighting charges in Virginia. His punishment, he got back to the NFL making millions of dollars and retired now. Birthdays. Hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut is 37 today. He has the world record when he shoved 75 dogs down his throat in 10 minutes in 2020. Jenna and Barbara Bush are 39, first twins. Jerry Ferrara is 41. He was the turtle on HBO's very popular Entourage. Christina Applegate, who is Kelly Bundy on Married with Children, is 49 today.
I think she's one of the hottest women at any age in television.
I wonder what she looks like at age 49. Cleveland Browns quarterback legend Bernie Kosar is 57. Amy Grant, Mrs. Vince Gill, is 60. John, dead or alive, John Larroquette.
He's still around.
He is. He's 73 today. Bueller. Who's that?
Ben Stein.
Who used to be the speechwriter for Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Ben Stein is 76, but he'll be forever known for...
You didn't give me a chance to guess.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I knew, because a year ago they had a big thing for his 75th anniversary.
But he's forever known as Bueller. John is would have been how old today?
Let's see. He was born when they went into the White House, so he would be 60. Or close to it.
He was born in 1960.
So 60.
Yeah, so 60 today. He would have been 60 today.
Because they buried his dad on his birthday.
On his third birthday, on this day. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Saturday is the Iron Bowl. And by the way, I think it's going to be a dry forecast. 30 days till Christmas. Valentine's is 80 days away. And that is your time.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
It's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
Our doctor today, and I'll need this answer in the form of a question this afternoon, is who is Hippocrates?
Hippocrates,
yes.
Hippocrates.
But because I said that, I would accept that this afternoon. And that would tell me that you listen early in the morning, which we all appreciate. Who is Hippocrates? It's his name that's on the oath that doctors take.
Oh,
the Hippocratic Oath.
The Hippocratic Oath, yeah, you're right.
So he deserves the honor of this contest. If he hadn't died many thousands of years ago, I'm sure he'd be very flattered. So sometime between 3 and 6, in a moment of whimsy, I will ask you to be caller 727-292-228. And if you are, and you give me the answer in the form of a question, who is Hippocrates?
Dead or alive, Hippocrates.
I think he passed. You'll win Dr. B Burgers for two at Wing Fingers Downtown, Bob Baumhauer's newest venture into great food.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Getting into a very active pattern over the next 5 days. Today, very warm, becoming breezy, high in the upper 70s. Risk of some spotty showers, maybe some thunderstorms this afternoon. Could be a stronger risk of some storms as far as some stronger storms in the overnight hours tonight. We're in a marginal severe weather risk. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, risk of scattered showers as the front slows up. So, we'll leave in a 30% chance, high in the mid-70s. Friday, the best chance of showers and thunderstorms would be closer to Friday night and into Saturday morning. I think much of Saturday is dry. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday. And if you watch my video this morning, you'll see that I'm worried about that storm system possibly being severe. We'll keep an eye on it. Right now, 52 degrees, 648.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We have a call from Bob A. at 648.
Hey, Greg, I was wondering, I've been listening to you for a long time, and you have all these songs and these jingles and all these joke music and all this stuff that no other radio station I've ever heard has. Do you have a special area, or is there a company that you are subscribed to that you get all this stuff from?
You know, we've talked about setting something up where people could access stuff, but if there's something in particular you want until then, until we finally get around to that, send me an email and let me know which one you'd like a copy of, and I'll email you an MP3.
But he just adds them into the system, and a lot of times Jay adds them into the system as well. But over the years, how many you got? 900? Several pages? 900?
No, there's 10,000 files. Not all of them are in use at all times.
Right.
Like seasonal stuff, Thanksgiving, there must be, I don't know, 150 different things.
And they're not all song parodies either. I mean,
just sound effects.
We got
movie lines.
Real Men of Genius coming up here.
Yeah.
Is it something that you just people randomly send things to you over the years and you store, or is there actually an agency that you go to that you get it from?
There's multiple sources. There are places that do bits and stuff like that. I collect stuff from the used tube, anywhere you can find it. And a lot of stuff, believe it or not, I'd say at least 20% of our...
Sent to you?
It's sent by listeners.
Right.
Who want me to hear it, and it ends up being something that we add into the mix.
Yeah, it's just very interesting because it makes your show very interesting, and I don't hear any other radio station do it.
That's the way we want it.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. Wow, we get a call like that about once every 5 years.
That's great. What I'm always amazed, and the first day I was in here, in this studio, to watch you with that mouse, watch you pull up hotkeys, and I was just amazed at how quickly something would be said, and there
you mean
it
like
is.
During the timeline?
Exactly. You didn't know. I didn't ask you to have that
I don't ready. Have too many great skills, but I have kind of a savant way with 900 hotkeys here.
And women.
Well, that too.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a look at the highways. We have no issues this morning and no accidents in us to pass along to you. I-65 and 85 are looking good. We've got just a little bit of congestion. East Boulevard around I-85 and Carmichael. Troy Highway at East South Boulevard. And, of course, at Norman Bridge and Highway 331. And that's about it. Buckle up. Be safe on this Wednesday that's much like a Friday. We'll keep you updated. Your pet is a part of your family. You want to keep them protected and in safe and designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
This is the time of year for sharing what you're thankful for. And our customers are at the top of the list. Happy Thanksgiving for Brubaker Motors. It's better at brubaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and... Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Wirth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Wirth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Wirth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Wirth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit WorthCleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Wirth Cleaners today.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
If it came from Santa, it probably came through Wholesale Hunter in Wetumpka. Ammo, rifles, shotguns, pistols. Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Hey, I walked in here with 10 pages of Grammy Award nominations.
Yeah. Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
I thought.
Yeah.
Because I really know. I know the people that do it. I'm not, if you do, fine. But I got to tell you, they picked the biggest dweeb in television to host the Grammys.
Who?
Trevor Noah.
Uh-huh.
If I see, I mean, I have to change the channel or my TV's in danger when I see that smug punk. And that's what he is. He is not funny. He's a punk. Nasty little punk, too. Dave Chappelle wants you to boycott the Dave Chappelle Show.
Why?
On, well, HBO is carrying it, but he put out a video on Instagram yesterday saying, don't watch it. They're not paying me to run it. And I think that's easy enough for people to say, okay,
yeah,
I'm done with that. Otherwise, not a whole lot. Brian May paid tribute to Freddie Mercury yesterday on the 29th anniversary of Mercury's death. Oh, God. Julie Louis Dreyfus, no thanks. Ben Affleck says he did not smoke weed on the set of Dazed and Confused.
But they said that everybody did. Was that what you said earlier this week?
I think, you know, Ben has a history of lying about his drug and alcohol use. So pardon our skepticism, Ben, but and not that you're really worried about what the buzz is in Montgomery, Alabama, but I don't believe you because it takes one to know one. And did Drew Barrymore accidentally help a high school teacher marry a former student? Drew Barrymore tried to manufacture one of those talk show feel-good moments on Friday's episode by staging a wedding for a couple who call off their ceremony because of COVID. In a video package before the actual wedding, Selena said she and Dan met several years ago in school through mutual friends. They've been together for 7 years. She's 24. Well, that means she was 17.
Yeah, 17. How old was this?
And they did a little investigation. Sure enough, he was her teacher, but Hey, 17. Just, well, it's still 17, but she's all grown up now and making up her own mind. And the question existed, Jeff Lowe,